Jean-Francois Millet is one of the founders of the Barbizon School in rural France, although, as a founder, he was simply one of the artists who spent time in Barbizon and was friends with the other artists there. Millet is noted for his scenes of peasant farmers and can be categorized as part of the realist art movement. One of the most well-known of Millet's paintings is The Gleaners. While Millet was walking the fields around Barbizon, one theme returned to his pencil and brush for 7 years, gleaning, the centuries-old right of poor women and children to remove the bits of grain left in the fields following the harvest. He found the theme an eternal one, linked to stories from the Old Testament. In 1857, he submitted the painting The Gleaners to the Salon to an unenthusiastic and even hostile public. One of his most controversial, this painting by Millet depicts gleaners collecting grain in the fields near his home. The depiction of the realities of the lower class was considered shocking to the public at the time, even as realism gained momentum from many artists. Millet painted The Sower a year after he moved with his wife to Barbizon. They had moved to escape the cholera epidemics in Paris following the 1848 revolution and purchased a tiny cottage in Barbizon. They lived in that tiny cottage with their 9 children. The Sower is indicative of his earliest style, loose, rough, and blunt. His work, even when it became more refined, would show a very unpolished reality. Not a cruel reality like other artists would, but a reality as it existed without any romanticizing of the subject or hiding the plight of the modern peasant in narrative. This painting has influenced many painters in the late 19th and 20th century. Van Gogh especially loved it and did his own versions of it. In The Gleaners, some people see beauty, some see the need for social reform. Others see pain in the body of the women's posture, all of which is the point. Millet didn't create his work to show pretty pictures of indolent peasants living in a pretty peasant life. Millet was not a cottagecore aesthetic artist, obviously, since the term is a strictly 21st century thing, but the concept does need to be stated. His work depicted the poorest of the poor, scraping up the leftovers after the crews had harvested and taken away the bulk. For the women in The Gleaners, if they don't gather the scraps, their families will starve. The Angelus was originally titled Prayer for the Potato Crop, but the American that commissioned it never picked it up. So Millet added the steeple and changed the name to the Angelus, which are the first words of the Angelus prayer, said by Catholics during the Angelus bell, 6 p.m. usually, but it can be other times too. The prayer was an evolution of the traditional 3 Hail Marys said at the 6 p.m. bell. It begins in Latin with Angelus Domini Nuntiat Maria, which means the angel told Mary, and is said to remember the Annunciation. The thing about this painting is that during his lifetime it was simply a good example of his style, but after Millet's death the value of it went up so dramatically that it caused an uproar. Even stranger, Salvador Dali, the surrealist artist who rose to fame in the end of the 1800s and beginning of the 1900s, eccentric man that he was, always felt that there was something traumatic about this painting. He felt this so strongly that he eventually used his artistic clout to get the painting x-rayed. He was sure there was something horrible under the paint, and that they were not praying over a basket of potatoes, but rather the corpse of a child. He also said this painting was about sexual repression, but Dali also thought women were secretly praying mantises, and that the pose of the praying woman in this painting is evidence of that, so it really can't be put to too many people's blame if they didn't take him seriously about the painting being needed to be x-rayed right away. He was prone to wildly unusual perspectives about things. Here's the kicker, though. As strange as Dali may have been, when they did the x-ray, they found that the potato basket was a recent addition. Originally, there had been a square rectangular thing between the couple. Some thought perhaps Dali was correct and it was a baby's coffin. Others felt maybe not so much. So that is one of the unexplained things about this painting, and one of the many unexplained things about Salvador Dali.